All right, here we go. It is Thursday. Glad to be with you on Drive Time with DeRussia. Jason here, Dan back in the studio, and Laura as well. We are streaming live on YouTube, on X, and on Facebook. We will talk about Hulk Hogan. There's been a lot of conversation about the Hulkster on WCCO today. I am so interested in the way that we remember people now, celebrities especially. It is a long way from the don't speak ill of the dead. And I don't know, I struggle with whether this is better or not. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in this hour. I want to start about with a question for you about something that happened to me this morning. As I was driving on Interstate 94, the speed limit is 70. So if you're in the Albertville, St. Michael area, it's 70 miles an hour. 70 is pretty fast, right? So I'm in the left lane, and for legal purposes, I'm going 70. But for conversation purposes, let's say I'm going 10 over. And for conversation purposes, let's say somebody pulls up behind me and just starts flashing the lights like crazy. If I am going over the speed limit by 10 miles an hour in the left lane and you start flashing your lights at me, you should be arrested. You should be arrested. You should have your driver's license confiscated. I don't think you should be. I mean, I'm not saying life in prison, but you're a monster. Am I wrong on this? 651-461-9226. Is there, in the fast lane, is there like a percentage where you have to be going over the limit? Is there, when do you get irritated at someone that they're not going fast enough? Because this happens to me often, Dan, and I feel like it makes me so mad. I'd like, especially when there's like nowhere for me to go, right? You've got like the truck on the right. Like if I'm just parking there, I guess, like maybe I'm the jerk. I don't know. Who's the jerk?
Well, that was the question I was going to ask you, actually, is, you know, could you have moved over? Was there room to have moved over in that situation? Because if somebody's going faster than you in the left lane and you can move to the right and safely get out of their way, you should move to the right and safely get out of their way. But if, you know, there's nowhere for you to go and you're already doing, you know, 70 and a 60 or whatever, you know, it was.
Right.
Then no, then they're the jerk without question.
I mean, I get it's the passing lane. And a texter says the only time you should be in the left lane is if you're passing someone. And if you're not passing someone, you need to get over.
OK, so let's live in the real world where that people.
Yeah, that is nonsense. That is nonsense.
That's how it's taught. Right. That's the specific, I want to say, rules of the road. But that's the idea of how the passing lane is supposed to work. But literally nobody drives that way.
And with the way traffic is on most of our roads, I mean, is the left lane seriously just supposed to be the passing lane? Is that how you guys would like to drive around the Twin Cities? Everybody in the right lane, please. I mean, it's crazy. I feel like if I'm going 1 mile over the limit, you can tailgate me. But once you're flashing the lights, come on. Too much. Too much. Is out of control. Texter from the 320. If you're in the left lane and doing 70, people can't get mad. Another texter. They're the jerk. Left lane isn't for passing. 10 or more over, you're good. Agree with you 100%, Jason. I'm constantly switching lanes when I'm already going 5 miles over the speed limit. Doesn't matter what lane I'm in. Tailgating is absolutely out of control. That's sort of the overall picture for me. That, and I've had a couple of situations over the last week where the tailgating has been so aggressive. You feel like it. Is this it for me? Is this person going to pull up next to me or ram into me from behind? Also, like, where is everyone going so fast? Like, what are we doing? Calvin is in Minneapolis. The CCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. Calvin, am I the jerk in this situation?
You're not really a jerk, but it's a passing lane, and people just need to mind their business. You never know what a person's doing. It's a speeding lane, and you should have the courtesy to move over, especially if you're safe and you could get over.
Yeah.
I understand if it's semi in your right lane and you can't move over at that crucial moment. But it is passing lane. You would move over if
Yeah. But do you think, Calvin, if you're going 10 over, if you're going 80 in a 70, would you flash your lights at somebody? Like, isn't that, that's like next level, like, chill out.
Well, I wouldn't, sometimes people just drive subconsciously. They don't even look behind them. You know, and you know how you drive and you might hit the next exit and say, oh, I made it to here. It's subconscious.
Right.
But if you know, but if you're in the lane, you know, because the police might be behind you and you like, oh, you know, you just, I got to get home or whatever.
Right, right.
It's just the point. It's a courtesy, and it's not the point of you worried about somebody going fast. You leave that to the authority. That's how I feel. As long as they're not harming anybody, they might have to get home to their kids or something. You never know.
Yeah.
The daycare.
You know, Calvin, I feel that. Because I also am not like, I will say this, like, I 1,000% agree with you that it's not my issue to police other people's driving behavior. Like, I think there are too many people who are like kind of park there to make a point or pull even with another car and then slow down. So you sort of box in the guy. And I've never done this myself.
Yes.
I've just seen it. Maybe
and,
I've done
also
it.
also true this, yes. You know, like, it might be a line of people trying to get through. And by you staying there, you actually causing hazard because other people got to move over in the traffic.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right.
You know, that will cause accident.
That's a good call, Calvin. Thank you. Thanks for listening and for calling in. Calvin's not wrong. I mean, generally speaking, I do want to move over and get out of the way. But I will say, if you flash your lights at me, it does make me less eager to do the polite thing. Phil is in Woodbury. Phil, am I in the wrong in this situation?
No, you're not in the wrong. By the way, I want to say hi to you. It's been a while since we've talked.
It has been a while. Yes, it's good to hear your voice.
Here's the deal. If people are in that much of a hurry, then they should have left 20 minutes ago. You know, I mean, come on. Or it's like this. They shoot over three lanes to get to their exit. No, go down and take the next exit and come back.
Yeah. This is one of my pet peeves. The people who make that three-lane kind of crossover to the right to get to their exit. You're like, you know.
I get it.
You just got to pay the price. You screwed up. Go one more exit and turn around. It's on you, my man.
Right.
Like you now you pay a little penalty.
Let me ask you this one. How do you feel about the motorcycles? They made that a law. They can go right in between traffic.
Yeah. Somebody did that to me today. It was a little jarring, to be honest, because I'm not used to it. But I don't mind it. It does seem, in the big picture, it does seem that it might be safer. Because if you're in a motorcycle and you are like stopped in a stop and go traffic situation, it'd be easy for an inattentive driver to just sort of ram into you. So I kind of get the big picture of it, but it is weird to get used to for sure.
You know what? I ride bike and I don't ride the cities. I leave it up at the cabin. I keep telling you, come on up and go snowmobiling with us. But you know what? I don't ride bike in the cities. And even though that's a law, I wouldn't do it because there's going to be some dummy out there going, hey, why does that guy get to go forward and not me? And then he's going to cut me off.
No, you're right. I worry about it for the motorcyclist because some ding-dong is going to open their door on somebody and try to teach a lesson.
Right.
Yeah.
Jay, I love you, man. I'm going to let you go.
Thanks, Phil. Love you, too. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Always good to hear Phil's voice from Woodbury. 651-461-9226. Keep the text coming. What do you do? And what do you do when there is someone next to you, when you don't have a place to move? 10 over is enough. You people got to chill out with this left lane is for passing. Again, for legal purposes, I was doing the speed limit. Drive time back in just a minute. So Minnesota did pass a law, I don't know, 5 years ago that said if you are, that the left lane is the passing lane. And if you guys really want MnDOT to enforce the left lane law, Jerry's traffic reports are going to have 1 million, delays everywhere at all times. Like, it's just not practical. Generally speaking, I like to be in the right lane. Especially, you know, if I could be in the center lane, that would be ideal. Like, I like options, right? I'm an options guy. I want to have escape routes. Now, a texter saying when that law passed, I kept thinking they should exclude the 7-county metro. Yeah, exactly. Because that is just crazy time. Now, very funny text about this scenario and comments on our Facebook and our YouTube streams where we say hi to Jerry. On YouTube, Jerry says, I just move over to the middle lane. I stay out of the fast lane. State Patrol should enforce the move over. Now, Jimmy on Facebook says, as a professional on the road daily, everyone needs to calm down and plan ahead. I also think senior citizens should never book doctor's appointments between rush hours. And I just think that's just smart planning. That's very good. Another texter. People see the ultra-rare Kia Stinger on the highway, and on the off chance it's you, they're giving you material for today's show. We cannot rule that out.
We would thank them for it if that's what they were doing, for sure.
Life is show prep, and if you see me on the road, for sure, pull up behind me and just give me a very aggressive kind of flash of the brights. I think that's the right move. Flashing headlights at 80 miles an hour, says another texter. Come on, Jason, that person is important and everyone else is not. It's fair. I'm trying to think if I've ever flashed my lights like in a, hey, buddy, get out of my way move. And I don't think so.
Yeah,
I have flashed my lights as like a, and I get a little nervous about this now, Dan. I flash my lights in the, like, hey, your headlights are not on in the middle of the night scenario, you know?
Because of the urban myth that people are doing that on purpose and going to follow and shoot the person that does that? You haven't heard that?
No, I just generally am worried that somebody might, like, lose it.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, I think that's with any traffic scenario these days. You got to be kind of careful about it. Yeah. I have flashed the lights when somebody's obviously going too slow in the left lane.
What? How slow is too slow?
You can't do, I mean, again, practically speaking, if you're doing the speed limit in the left lane, you're driving too slow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair.
And again, that, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that factors in. You know, what's traffic like? What's your ability to move over and get out of the left lane? But
right.
In general, all things being equal, that's too slow to be in the left lane on a freeway anyway. You know, 2-lane highway maybe is kind of a different deal. Maybe, although I still think it applies there. But for sure on the freeway system.
Texter, I usually try to move over to the right, but they usually pass me on the right going 15 or more over the limit before I can move over. That's true.
I've seen that.
There's
happen,
room to
yeah.
maneuver, right? Sounds like a good time to use the window wash. I am considered that. That is a classic move. Fire the window wash at the jerkwad who's behind you.
Yep.
Some of you guys are so thoughtful. Like, let me read this text and imagine being as kind as this person, because I cannot find that within me. You never know when someone is having a medical emergency.
Yeah.
Speed up, move over, fall back to 70, let him pass. And then let them get pulled over. Okay, it did finish back. In-
well, there is that. I mean, Calvin sort of expressed that too in his phone call. And I try really, really hard because I have just a hair trigger temper when I'm driving. I try really, really hard to try and be intentional about saying, I don't, I mean, because it's true. We don't know anybody's story, right? We have no clue what's going on in this person's life who's annoying us on the roadway. There may be an excellent reason that they're going too fast or going too slow or whatever it is. So I try, when the temper wants to flare, I try really hard to go back to that. I don't know this person's story. You know, right. I hope everything's okay in their life, and just let go of it. The success rate on that is still, unfortunately, too low.
Jason, I've always said if you're driving faster than me, then you are a maniac. If you're driving slower than me, you are an idiot. Everyone should just drive like me. This is pretty much like that.
That's,
is
that's kind of nails it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's my belief on everything. Like, you're too unforgiving than me, or you're too forgiving, or you're too. Yeah, that's, I think that's about right. I'm, you know, I got to my destination, so it worked out fine. I'm just not a fan of it. I feel like
it's an aggressive move and usually
out
needless.
Of control.
Yeah.
Texter says, if you're going over the highway speed limit, you're a criminal, an illegal driver.
And I wonder what the color of the sky is in their world.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, some texters were hoping that this would be a topic about a different kind of flashing.
Well,
on
there's
the highway.
There's that.
Yeah. Fair enough. It is 3:29. Drive time coming back in just a minute. I am really interested in this development in shopping centers, Southdale Mall. Really looked like maybe it was on its last legs, and now all of a sudden they're getting like the ultra luxury high-end stores. What is going on? What is the future of shopping indoors? Are we shopping in person? Do we have this many rich people? We're going to talk with one of the big shots behind the reinvention of Southdale. And we'll do that in just a minute here on Drive Time. So today I was talking to my friends at Terrine Dermatology because it's going to be a sunny, hot weekend. And we're talking about sunscreen. I heard Chad laughing earlier today that on ABC News, they were talking about sunscreen tips, which is sort of hilarious, right? Like, what do you need to know about sunscreen? What you need to know is, like, wear it, put it on everywhere, and repeat. My friend Dr. Mohiba Tareem was telling me there are a couple of spots that people forget to put sunscreen on. I'm pretty good about putting it on my face every day and my nose because that gets burnt. But what about your ears? What about the back of your neck? What about your hands? Terrine Dermatology is always concerned about you taking care of your skin, you taking care to protect yourself from skin cancer. One of the things I do to keep myself protected from skin cancer is go to Terrine Dermatology every year for a full body skin checkup. They look for spots. They look for change. They know where to look. Different skin types. Different skin colors. There are different things to look for. So you should go to the experts. Dr. Mohiba Tareen is my dermatologist. She takes care of my family. She takes care of my in-laws. She is an amazing human being, and she has built a practice with 9 locations. The beauty of this is that you can get an appointment within 3 weeks. That is unheard of. Brand new in Eagan, in Farmington, in Lakeville, in Lindstrom. I go to Roseville. Maybe you want to go to Faribault or Maplewood or Monticello or Hudson. Check them out at Terrine Dermatology, where you can make that appointment online today. TerrineDermatology.com.